occasionally. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Corrections is moving along with a plan to build 3 new prisons. The prison system posted a request for qualifications from companies interested in building the facilities. Each prison would house more than 3,000 male inmates. The department says the goal is to break ground in mid-2020. The Lee County Commission is asking for federal funding to help residents build storm shelters. The grant program gives storm survivors the opportunity to receive a 75% reimbursement to purchase a new shelter. And at least 100 guns were collected at Crime Stoppers gun buyback on Saturday in Montgomery. Those weapons will be disposed of by law enforcement. Organizers say this will help keep guns out of the wrong hands. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard Menu with 7 flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard Menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job, like Bosch. Stop in and shop July 4th savings and save $50 on Bosch's The Freak 18-volt cordless impact driver, now just $99. The Freak gets its name because it's half wrench, half driver, all impact. Plus, get a Bosch Impact Tough 44-piece quarter-inch impact driver bit set for only $14.98. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-7 U.S. only.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
President Trump made history crossing into the heavily fortified demilitarized zone dividing North and South Korea. Two nations technically still at war.
Emergency crews on the scene of a deadly plane crash near Dallas. Authorities confirming at least 10 people dead.
U.S. Marshals are intensifying their search for a convicted murderer. Rene Carrillo appeared at his Texas murder trial all week. Authorities say he skipped court Thursday as a verdict neared.
Frightening moments right after a dock collapsed at a South Carolina restaurant.
The Yankees played the Red Sox in the first ever Major League Baseball game in Europe.
Uproar over what Senator Kamala Harris's campaign is calling a racist attack. Donald Trump Jr. facing backlash for retweeting, then deleting a post questioning her race.
Morgan leads it. It goes free. Rapinoe shot. Go! To the U.S. That is it. U.S. advances. The French are up.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution of peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
God bless America.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
That was up 74 points, and the temperature outside is hot. It's 91 degrees. Heat index is going to be 100 plus. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really, really well. I had a great weekend. Got some things done. Also had some fun, and I'm feeling good this morning.
Had some fun?
Oh, I had some
with
fun.
A big F?
Oh, with a big F, yes.
Good. Me too. I tell you, I did something. We got to do the drawing for the giveaway ribs. We'll do the cooking on Tuesday and Wednesday. That's already set up with the with Fresh Market. The also, we're going to be giving away two $50 gift cards. We're going to start taking in names tomorrow. Military and or their families can get in that drawing from a very generous caller. Did those. That'll be for military people. Then we'll do the Sweet Creek Farm Market giveaway on Wednesday. Any caller can get in on that. And then first-time callers can let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the $50 gift card from Fresh Market. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Okay. So I cooked out like crazy.
You almost never do that.
I know. Joey, I did something I've never done before. I found a recipe. And when I read it, I went, oh. But when I thought about it, I was going, yeah, I can do this. And that is taking a peach and grilling it.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. I've seen that.
Oh, okay. You've seen that. Okay, yeah. Well, I did it.
You grill it with the skin on, and then you take
it
off?
You cut it. You slice it in half. You take the pit out. I had some peach balsamic vinegar, and I put a little bit of balsamic vinegar with some extra virgin olive oil, mixed together, and I kind of coated the peach. I put a little bit of sugar on it, let it sit there, and then by the time we got to dinner, it had softened up a little bit, and I cooked it on the grill. And the sugar caramelized.
Right.
And it was great. And then I took a little bit of butter that I melted in one of my pans and poured it on it with Breyers vanilla bean ice cream.
Oh, man.
It was incredible.
That sounds fantastic.
And, you know, let me tell you something. It is, whether you go out to Ben's Olive and get the peach balsamic vinegar or not, it is still going to be good. Next time I'm going to do it, I'm going to put peach schnapps in it.
Ooh.
I know.
But grilling's a brilliant way to bring out that flavor and caramelize
it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of going, oh, yeah, this is good. I'm digging this stuff. And if I would have had enough time, I would have cut four more and gotten everybody a double serving of it. But I tell you, the peaches at Sweet Creek Farm Market are incredible. The Sugar Babies watermelon, that is the one to get. It's not your normal looking watermelon, but Karen Ingram has never steered me wrong. When Karen says, Dan,
right,
trust me, this is a really super juicy watermelon, she was absolutely right. I cut that baby. It was just incredibly sweet. You know how you would have a like a snow cone or something?
Sure, yeah.
And it was that kind of, except it was a watermelon taste. It was just so juicy, so sweet. It was absolutely incredible.
So it's smaller than a normal watermelon?
Yeah, it's a little bit smaller than it's about the size of a basketball.
Okay.
Odd-shaped basketball. But it was really good. Really, really good. And very reasonably priced. I think it was $7.60 or something. But you get some delicious cuts out of there. They also have the yellow watermelon, and then they have the regular seedless big watermelons for, I think those are $8 or $10.
Well, 'tis the season, especially with it being so hot and people trying to do holiday festivities outside. It's hard to beat watermelon, like on a hot day, and cut one of those open fresh, and that water it gives you along with the sweetness.
Oh, gosh, it's incredible. And we went a little, you know me. Mix adult beverages and me.
Sure.
So I took it and I kind of created a jump off of a Sex on the Beach using watermelon juice with the orange juice, and then I had some lemonade that was pink lemonade and put all that together with a big slice of watermelon that you put in the glass, and the glass was cold, and you pour it out over ice. It was really good. Really, really good.
Well, I'm hungry now. I'm ready to just start the holiday now.
Let me tell you, so I am so excited about only doing a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be so much fun. Okay, so tomorrow we'll start doing the giveaway. Escapology just texted me.
Okay,
Miles, and they want to...
and they do the...
Oh, want to give a family of four pack to Escapology.
Hmm.
Also, you can get a 10% off any day or promotional item if you mention you're a Dan Marsh Show listener. Miles is a great guy. Have you been in there?
I have not yet.
You need to go
I've
down
heard
there.
About it, though.
We're thinking about doing a Dan Marsh Show get-together there.
They have the escape rooms, but they also have the virtual reality stuff.
They have the virtual reality. Yeah. They also have a little banquet room that we can use. But it was a great weekend. I mean, great. Except for the heat index, I made the mistake of going out and hitting some golf balls yesterday. I didn't have my regular golf shirt that gets the sweat away from you. I was wearing a regular shirt. Not a smart idea. So I got this, like, crazy heat rash. I'm going out like an old man out here. 272-9228. First time caller, Nathan Joe, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I'm telling you, folks, the peaches are incredible. Slocum tomatoes, the red peppers. I swear by those things. I got that. Served it with my New York strip prime. It was absolutely amazing. 425 baked potatoes for everybody. They're so good. They're so big. Only half per person. News Talk 93.1. Dan Marsh Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Way this is where we are. You don't have to reconcile that. Okay, so you got up in the morning, you watched the Trump Kim meeting, huh?
Yes, and the scuffle and everything, but also the history of it.
I tell you, the scuffle, I wish more of that videotape would get out, because I tell you, that new press secretary, she went in there and just basically pushed that. Mm-hmm. The North Korean bodyguard just kind of pushed him out of the way. I was going like, go, girl.
Did she play hockey in her past or something? It is Canada Day. No, I have no clue. I'm asking.
She's serious. She is dead serious. And the press is loving it. I mean, they actually were complimenting her on it, that she was standing up for the press. Okay, so Meet the Press does a thing with Richard Engel. Now, I want you to listen to the tone of this. Listen to the story, and we're going to talk about it. But this was the opening within Meet the Press.
It was an historic first as the two agreed to resume their efforts at a nuclear agreement.
Good to see you again. I've never expected to meet you at this place.
The president then walked over the border, briefly, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to step into North Korea. Afterwards, Mr. Trump spoke to reporters.
It's just an honor to be with you, and it was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line.
NBC News chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel is at the DMZ. Okay, Richard, is this just a moment for a headline, or is there some substance to this?
Well, a little bit of both, frankly. He went and built rapport with Kim Jong-un, and that is important. In diplomacy, personal relationships are critical, especially when you're dealing with a country like North Korea, a total one-man show. Having a personal relationship, being able to pick up the phone, bringing him into your inner circle, introducing him to your family, showing him the love, that does matter, and it could lead to further diplomatic breakthroughs, and it certainly restarts the talks after the last summit with Kim Jong-un didn't go very well and ended in a stalemate. So that's good. Dynamism is good. Spontaneity is good. There were a lot of people who criticized the previous administration because they didn't know how to reach out to it. President Trump is saying he's willing to break the rules. That kind of thing works with tyrants, works with Kim Jong-un. He also got Kim Jong-un out of his comfort zone. If you look at those images, Kim Jong-un seemed totally confused to be surrounded by reporters in this unfamiliar situation, having questions thrown at him. So all that's positive. The negative thing is how he is spinning it. He is telling reporters, telling the world through Twitter and speeches that he's saved the Korean Peninsula, that this region was on the brink of war, that only he was able to sweep in. And I think he's counting on the American people not knowing current events, not knowing that it wasn't on the brink of war before he became president. It actually got a lot worse after he was elected. So he's telling the world that he saved the world when, in fact, to a degree, he has saved things from himself.
Okay. So did you hear he was doing pretty good up to that end part. So we had to kind of do the beat Trump up. So he's putting the spin on it that they were near the brink of war. Now, remember, and they said it actually got worse after Trump was elected. The reason it got worse is because Kim Jong-un was testing Trump.
Yes.
And he was trying to see how far he could take it. He was shooting off ICBMs. He was detonating nuclear weapons, nuclear bombs. And Trump basically said stop.
Literally shooting missiles over Japan.
Right.
Like freaking everybody in Japan and South Korea, in Guam, out. I mean, then he had that false alarm in Hawaii. Not too long ago. It was mostly Kim's actions, and I believe, you know, presidents traditionally leave a note to the incoming president. The outgoing president, in this case Obama, left a note to the incoming president, Trump, and one of the key issues was dealing with North Korea and their program and their place in the world.
But they totally, I thought that was so bad what Meet the Press did, the way they presented that. They should have said there were more launches, but after Trump said the fire and fury, they stopped, basically. It just stopped. And that was almost 2 years ago. And they don't give him any credit for that. None. Zero. Nada. Nada. And it is so typical of the NBC, MSNBC, Comcast spin that they put on things. Speaking of which, we're going to get into the nightly news when we come back and talk about how the debate was aired and who saw that newscast and how it's being reported. 8 minutes, 8+ minutes out of a 19-minute and 42-second total substance matter broadcast. 8 minutes and 40 seconds. That's a bunch. And you tell me whether you think Biden takes it on the chin in this thing. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Well, in this life I've seen everything I can see, woman. I've seen lovers flying through the air, hand in hand. I've seen babies dancing in the midnight sun. And I've seen dreams that came from the heavenly skies above. I've seen women crying at their own bedside. And I've seen freaks all sitting watching the picture slides. But I've never seen nothing like you. Do you want my love? Woman, do you want my face? My leader, do you want my mind? Say it, do you want my love?
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Iran has now broken the nuclear deal President Trump pulled out of, surpassing a stockpile limit on enriched uranium.
It's believed to be the first time Iran has violated the agreement. It had warned it was increasing production. But Iran's top diplomat saying the move is reversible if other countries in the deal offset economic damage being caused by American sanctions.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Some of the Democrats running for president say President Trump shouldn't be so cozy with North Korea's leader.
All show, no substance. That from 2020 presidential candidate Julian Castro. Senator Bernie Sanders told ABC's This Week he doesn't have a problem with the president meeting with leader Kim Jong-un in North Korea, but
you don't have to say positive things about brutal dictators.
You should sit down and negotiate with them.
The Joe Biden campaign released a statement saying President Trump is diminishing us on the world stage and subverting our values as a nation.
It's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The month of July getting rolling with a heat wave right off the bat. Today, high temperature in the mid-90s. It's going to be mostly sunny with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered cooling thunderstorms, but they'll be few and far between. Most towns will stay dry. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, mid-90s again. Heat index 102 to 106 both days. Some isolated storms around, but many towns will get skipped, unfortunately. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are on a Monday. Yeah, what are you guys going to do for the 4th? Have a 5th and the 4th? I'm genuinely excited about this week.
Yeah, me too. Short week, good week, though. Things are going smoothly.
It is. I wish the heat index wasn't above 100, but other than that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good evening, fellas.
How are you?
Good. You already talking about doing the drawings. I guess 4th of July makes it a short week. It don't seem like no Monday. I mean, when you said Monday, it kind of caught me off guard. I said, hey, it is Monday, ain't it?
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you now, Escapeology, brother, that is a place. I love that spot. I've been taking my daughter there ever since when they done moved it to a new building now, but they first started in a little section in the alley walkway. That just done the three artificial stuff. In the back room, they got a door that leads out to the outside, to the alleyway. Right. I mean, that would be a perfect spot. I love that place. My daughter loves it. That virtual reality, it ain't just a game. It's a lifestyle. I mean, people that, like, if you're a quadriplegic, anything, you can go down there. They got 3D map. You can go all over the world and see the whole place without moving. You know what I mean? And you almost feel like you're there. I love that place.
I'm glad. I tell you what I'm going to do is, Miles did not text me back yet, but as soon as Miles texts me back, he wants to do a giveaway of 4 down there. And so I'll do a shout out for you so you can get in on that.
I sure love it, man. That is. And I everybody needs to try that virtual reality. Even though, you know, they used to do it separate. You go down there and just play the virtual reality, but it does take a lot of money just for one person to sit there if you just come do that. I can understand why they change. And that ain't the only reason I called, but I can't even think. I mean, for the 4th, man, I guess I'm gonna tell you, you can't beat Montgomery for the 4th. I mean, the baseball game, they got 2 fireworks, and they got then you got your man having the fireworks out there on the east side, and then coming back. I mean, it's like 4 fireworks shows in Montgomery.
I know. It's gonna be good. I'm really looking forward to this.
I mean, usually I'm a late kind of guy when it comes to the 4th, but we got our motel rooms at 8 in the other city. You know, we love going to Wind Creek, but I'm going to tell you, I'm thinking about pumping the brakes and staying home, man. It's too much going on. And I love how you bring it. Man, this place, Montgomery's is hot, and this radio station is a reason for it. And now I love it. Man, thank you, Dan.
Do you want to get in the drawing on the Escapeology?
Heck yeah.
Okay, it's $116 value. And Miles just texted me on it. And so we're going to start that list. We're going to run it for 3 days, and then we'll do a drawing on that. $116 value. And Escapeology is a really cool concept. What you do is you get in a room, and you go and you figure out clues and how to get out of the room and get the key to get you out. I did the one in Birmingham with a group of Ameriprise Financial Senior Advisors. It's really a cool thing. Randall, give me your month and day of birth.
5/18.
You got to be
kind of like it builds a kind of a character for you. You kind of makes y'all strong together if you break out and beat the time, huh? I guess that'd be cool. I ain't never done a breakout. I just, that virtual reality, man, you get lost in that thing. I mean, it's just crazy. And then they got the thing I love about that place, they got a man that's down there that does tricks with cars. I'm going to tell y'all, you cannot go wrong. Let him get you, you know, lose yourself in his time. I mean, he is awesome. He's the best trickster I ever seen. It's kind of like when you go down there, I guess you kind of get in a little of the big city because you got stuff like that going on. I mean, it's just crazy how he's good right down the street corner with all them tricks. It'll blow your mind, man.
Randall, thanks for the telephone call. I got you down. Okay, Joey, since you finished that call, let's do the drawing for the giveaway slab of ribs. They're doing the cooking on Tuesday and Wednesday, $14.99 for a slab of delicious ribs.
Well, I'm ready to go.
Hit it, big guy.
The winner is Delta Hotel.
Delta Hotel?
Indeed.
Delta Hotel was going to be buying some ribs. I guess he's not going to be buying. He'll be buying one less. Now give him a free slab.
Well, and he suggested the days that they, in fact, are selling, Tuesday and Wednesday.
I know. He's a schmied guy, as they would say.
Number two is an off-air thing. Just checking.
An off-air thing?
I believe, yeah.
Okay. Let's do this. Now, I'm going to set this up for the nightly news. And this was Friday night, NBC Nightly News.
Tonight, the dramatic fallout from our fiery first debate. Joe Biden on defense after the blistering attack from breakout candidate Kamala Harris.
It was hurtful.
Going after the former vice president on the issue of race.
She was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Tonight, the perceived winners and the new questions. How much did this debate shake up the race? The harrowing rescue at the border, a drowning migrant teen plucked from the waters of the Rio Grande. Border Patrol agents performing CPR, saving his life. President Trump face-to-face at the G20 with Vladimir Putin, warning him with a grin not to meddle in the 2020 election. We're in Japan, traveling with the president. The major new development of the case of a missing Utah college student, a SWAT team, guns drawn, arresting a suspect on murder and kidnapping charges. Tonight, police still searching for a motive.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. Ears are still ringing tonight after what was by far the most memorable moment in last night's Democratic presidential debate, the searing exchange between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden over race. Both of them quickly back on the campaign trail today. Harris tried to capitalize on what many pundits saw as a strong performance. Biden, the front runner on the defense, after Harris and others saved their sharpest arrows of the night for him. The candidates fighting it out as much about the past as they are the future. Hallie Jackson starts our coverage.
Everything's argued for that we
for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, another split-screen moment today. She in South Florida talking immigration. He in Chicago talking about her.
I respect Senator Harris. But, you know, we all know that 30 seconds to 60 seconds on a campaign debate exchange can't do justice to a lifetime committed to civil rights. I never, 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 ever opposed voluntary busing.
Biden's defense of his civil rights record comes after the most dramatic and defining moment of the Democratic primary season so far.
And I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden.
Harris confronting him over his comments about working with segregationist senators decades ago and calling out his past position on busing to desegregate public schools in the 70s.
I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Her campaign tweeting this image.
It's a mischaracterization of my position across the board. I did not praise racists. That is not true, number one. Number two, if we want to have this campaign litigated on who supports civil rights and whether I did or not, I'm happy to do that.
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. Your city council made that decision. It was a local decision.
So that's where the federal government must step in. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act. Because there are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of all people.
Supported, I'm the guy that extended the Voting Rights Act for 25 years. I've also argued very strongly that we, in fact, deal with the notion of denying people access to the ballot box. I agree that everybody, once they, in fact, they should. Anyway, my time's up. I'm sorry.
This former vice president, the night's biggest target.
We're going to solve the issues of climate chaos, pass the torch.
I'm still holding on to that torch.
Democrats divided on Medicare for All. Senator Bernie Sanders arguing the cost is worth it.
Yes, they will pay more in taxes, but less in health care for what they get.
And after this show of hands,
raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
President Trump pouncing, tweeting, "How about taking care of American citizens first?" That's the end of that race.
And that clip we just showed, those 10 candidates on stage showing support of health care coverage for undocumented immigrants. Get ready to see that many more times over the next year and a half, with Republicans already seizing on it as a campaign issue.
That was a 5-minute piece, including the header, and I cut out part of the header. 5 minutes out of 19 minutes and 40 seconds worth of total news matter, non-commercial time.
Wow.
That's a lot. Now, didn't you get out of that Biden got his nose bloody? And let me tell you the difference here. The people who see NBC Nightly News is a different population than people that sit and watch the debate. To sit and watch the debate, you're making a two-hour commitment, basically, or you're saying that it's a two-hour window. And that, what you did is you tuned into the Nightly News to kind of catch up on things, and you got that ear full of stuff for 5 minutes. Joe Biden dropped 10 points in the polls. 10 points. Kamala Harris went up 7 points in the polls. Bernie Sanders got a little bit of a boost. Elizabeth Warren got a little bit of a boost. Joe Biden took it on the chin on that. And the fact that they took that part of "I'm that little girl" and did it twice, it in the header, which is the most listened to part of the newscast, and then did that. That was worth millions of dollars right there. Millions. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you? Love the show.
I'm doing great. And how are you?
I'm very good. Hey, before we get into Joe Biden, I wanted to revisit a topic.
Sure.
Earlier in the show, you mentioned that Slammer C.
Well, that was an interesting call.
That was always an interesting call. Let's go to Thomas. Have your hand cut, set. Hey, Thomas.
Whoa. Hey, Dan. Regarding...
Well, one can only hope.
Yeah, right.
Man.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah. It happens.
Okay, let's continue on with the NBC Nightly News. And now, it's going to be a separate story, and again, it's going to be the second pummel of Joe Biden.
Hallie Jackson at the White House tonight. Thanks. And Biden spent part of today, as we noted at the top, defending his record on civil rights after that powerful attack from Harris. NBC's Jeff Bannon has a closer look at that decades-old busing controversy that's taken on a whole new relevance in this race.
It's a new flashpoint for the early Democratic frontrunner.
It's a constitutional question to protect the civil rights of every single American. And that's always been my position.
At that same event, civil rights leader Jesse Jackson choosing sides in Joe Biden's showdown with Senator Kamala Harris. And it wasn't Biden's.
Kamala Harris last night was right, busing for racial balance.
It's not about transportation, it's about race.
It all centers on the controversy over Biden's decades-old push to put the brakes on busing to integrate the country's public schools. In the 1970s, certain school districts, under federal supervision, began busing black students to majority white schools and some white students to mostly black ones. A policy aimed at achieving the promise of equality in the education system, decades after the Supreme Court struck down school segregation. Biden's record now under scrutiny for suggesting the federal government should have a limited role in integration. Biden telling a Delaware newspaper in 1975 he didn't buy the concept that in order to even the score, we must now give the black man a head start or even hold the white man back to even the race. I don't buy that. Biden today touting his record.
Well, I fought my heart out to ensure that civil rights and voting rights, equal rights are enforced everywhere.
Harris's showdown with Biden is raising fresh questions about his standing among African-American voters, which is key to his front-runner status. Lester?
Okay, so that was a minute and 50 seconds, basically. So now you have a double. You're up at 7 minutes out of a 19-minute and 40-second newscast. Now, that was a pretty bad little shot, particularly the Jesse Jackson piece that was on there.
No, he got hit hard. And this would be his Achilles heel. It's his long, decades-long record.
And let me tell you what the pattern is. What he does is he says something like that, and then he has to go undo it. And you always know when he's undoing it because he'll have a teleprompter. So he went and did the Jesse Jackson event, and he had a teleprompter. Last time he did this, he had a teleprompter. So this is the new Joe Biden pattern. You let Joe be Joe. He screws up. He says something. Steps into the knife. Looks a little distant. And then next day he's got to straighten it out and clean it up with the teleprompter. You remember when he did the China thing? Saying China's not really one of, you know, somebody we have to worry about. Then the next thing you do is you see him in Iowa on a teleprompter. Folks, let me tell you. Talk to LaVon Russell this morning. If you call Mosquito Shield, he's going to try to get you in before the 4th of July or before the weekend. He's not working on the 4th, but he is working the Friday after on July the 5th. I'm going to give you the telephone number. You want to get this guy and give him a call. Tell him where you live, and he can tell you whether you're on his route already. It's 334-513-2940, Mosquito Shield. See if you can get in. If you can't get in, get the service because it is spectacular. 334-513-2940, LaVon Russell. LaVon is his name. Getting rid of those mosquitoes, that's his game. Mosquito Shield. We'll be back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard what's going on at Brubaker Motors. I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We'd rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infiniti, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, there's a hotel's on the line, huh? All right. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
I am great, and you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm fired up, ready to roll into the holidays, Dan.
I am too. I tell you, so this is, I really like this. Joey kind of said, "Oh, we're going to do a show on Friday," and I said, "No, well, maybe not." And so it's like the shackles have been lifted off of me.
Yeah, I agree. They actually, this first year that a lot of our customers shutting down Thursday and Friday, they're not reopening Friday. It's been a well-welcomed change. Everybody in the areas that work with will be off for 4 days through the holidays, so that'd be great.
That is going to be great.
I want to say thank you to our president. I kind of disconnected on weekends. I don't pay attention, but seems that he had a great G20. Seems like he had a great time over there in Korea. And it seems like all the crazy lunatic media in the United States is still doing the same thing they was Friday. So nothing's really changed, but our president is still hard at work.
Well, it's under the category of what has Trump done wrong today?
Yeah, well, you know, if everything that I'm looking at today is what is the result of what Trump's done wrong, then Trump keeps doing wrong things, baby. I love you. Because those wrong things are doing a whole lot of good for our country. I can tell you that. So it depends on how you look at it, I guess. Some people look at it one way and others look at it different ways.
We ought to make a song out of that. If Trump being president is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
Yep, you're right about that. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about Iran, and it seems like everything got quiet over there with that. I haven't heard anything. Has anything trickled out that I might have missed, Dan?
Yeah, they're about to pass they did pass the threshold today, the amount of uranium they could enrich. They went above the line of the agreement today.
They haven't, and apparently they're enriching the amount of like 3.67% enrichment level. They haven't gone above that percentage level of enrichment, but
the quantity
of that 3.67%.
Yeah, they just testing water, I guess, or just testing stuff. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they just really need to watch it. They're just one mistake away from a disaster over there. So let's hope that don't happen. And everybody, look, the 4th of July is fastly approaching. We still have soldiers out there on ships in the water in arm's way. We got to make sure to remember them throughout this holiday. And I know a lot of our Christian folks and church folks around this area, they keep them in mind, keep them in prayers. And so let's do that. Let's think about them out there, the ones away from their families, the men and women serving our nation. So that's about all I got, Dan. I'm going to stay tuned to the news a little bit, but I'm on cruise control all the way into the holidays. Me, I'm just ready to have some fun and eat some barbecue and empty some of these wine bottles.
I'm right there with you, buddy.
All right, guys. Y'all keep up the good work over there, and I'm going to keep on listening.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the winner of the Fresh Market Slab of Rib Cook Slab of Rib giveaway, the one and only Delta Hotel. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, sir. How you doing?
Doing great. Congratulations.
Well, I tell you what, you nailed it. As soon as you made the announcement, I'm thinking, man, that's one less slab of ribs I have to buy now.
There you go.
We're looking forward to it. So thanks again. I appreciate the contest. I'm glad I won this one.
Well, you head over there Tuesday or Wednesday. I just sent Cecil your name, and so Cecil will be the guy you get in contact with.
Okay.
And he's normally the one cooking the ribs.
Right. He does a great job.
He does a fabulous job. I can't decide how I'm going to handle that on Tuesday or Wednesday, which one I'm going to get. I may do Wednesday so I can munch on them right after the show.
That's right. All right, brother. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate the contest.
Congratulations, Delta Hotel.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Let's see if we can knock out this last piece. They're not through with Biden yet. Listen to this.
Now that we've heard from the candidates these last two evenings, we wanted to hear from the voters. Our Gotti Short spoke with some today to get their reaction to this debate.
At a bus stop on the south side of Chicago today, the talk is politics. 100-year-old Beatrice Lumpkin watched both debates.
Who are you leaning towards right now?
Between, well, Sanders. I love Warren, too.
Sanders and Warren?
Elaine Carmichael had been leaning towards Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, but after last night...
I think I need to stick with Kamala.
Kamala. And now let's head north to Wisconsin, key battleground state, and where the Democrats are going to hold their convention next summer. And in the small city of Kenosha...
How was everything?
We found 52-year-old undecided Democrat Janice Barnhill, who's owned the coffee pot for 14 years.
What were the policies that you were looking for?
Healthcare is big.
Healthcare.
Healthcare is real big.
Why?
Because I was diagnosed with breast cancer back in October.
Janice is worried about a $150,000 medical bill and headed to radiation treatment just after our interview.
Did anybody impress you?
Harris.
And at Elsie May's pie shop down the street, a similar sentiment.
Out of all those people, who do you think could go up against President Trump?
I feel like Harris definitely could.
But for 19-year-old independent Augusta Cherbas, whose top concern is national security after last night's debate...
I would still go for Trump.
Of course, with more than a year till the election, there is still plenty of debate to come. Gotti Schwartz, NBC News, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
How about that? I mean, they didn't let go of him.
No.
That was a lot of news reporting that was negative to Biden. And let me say again, the people who watch the debate and watch NBC Nightly News are two different sets. The people who get the Nightly News, they're just kind of checking in on it. And they got a dose of negative Biden out of there, no matter what way you look at it.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily the content that mattered. It's the fact that he could not effectively respond to the charge on something as heated as the race issue in the Democratic Party. So I think it's more he seems sleepy, to use a Trumpian term.
News Zone 93.1.